That's why, even amidst our modern, hecked-up lives of digital swipes and flickering screens, we find in art something that can't be found anywhere else. A rush of delight that somehow also connects us with the enduring and the profound. And that's why people come in their millions to see it in galleries and museums. Civilization is such a grand word, isn't it? But as I think we've seen, its true strength lies as much in simple gifts, pots and prints and rugs and carvings, as it does in mighty buildings and fine paintings. And those things spring less from the officious demands of state and the status hunger of the rich than they do from the unruly urges of gifted artists from one end of the world to the other to make something for everyone. And because those things are not dependent on the fate of empires, whether moneyed or military, I think they will stick around. They will endure, not forever, nothing survives forever, but at any rate for the next millennia, as unmistakable evidence of the best things that our species was capable of creating. Things that have been made by the liberated thought, the acute vision, and the unquenchable creative fire of our shared humanity. The Open University has produced a free poster that explores the history of different civilizations through artifacts. To order your free copy, please call 0300 303 3553 or go to the address on screen and follow the links for the Open University.